because your steadfast love is better than life. My lips will praise you. So I will bless you as long as I live. In your name, I will lift up my hands. My soul will be satisfied as with fat and rich food, and my mouth will praise you with joyful lips. When I remember you upon my bed and meditate on you in the watches of the night. For you have been my help, and in the shadow of your wings I will sing for joy. My soul clings to you. Your right hand upholds me. But those who seek to destroy my life shall go down into the depths of the earth. They shall be given over to the power of the sword. They shall be a portion for jackals. But the king shall rejoice in God. All who swear by him shall exult, for the mouths of liars will be stopped. The words of Psalm 63, verses 3 through 11. Again, as with many of the Psalms, challenging words, but doubly so, falling into a category that you don't often hear praise songs written from. You don't even really hear them chanted in liturgical churches too often. A type of psalm, a genre called the imprecatory psalms. Psalms prayed against your enemy. Psalms prayed for the destruction of your enemy. And the challenge, of course, is for those of us who believe what our Lord Jesus has said about loving our enemy as ourselves, we've got to ask, well, how then shall I pray for him to be given over to the power of the sword or to be made a portion for jackals? You know, those nasty-looking scavenging dogs that eat whatever dead things they find. When I've been filled with the love of the Lord because of what Jesus Christ has done for me, how shall I pray that against even my most vicious enemy? But there are three things we must remember here. First, this is not our prayer, this is Jesus' prayer. Second, that the greatest enemy I have is not my neighbor, but myself. Third, that the second greatest enemy I have is not my neighbor, but the devil and all his fallen angels, those demons. So that Jesus, with this being his prayer, rightly prays it against all the evils of mankind, even as, again, he takes that evil into himself, crowned with thorns, scarred with nails, hanging from that cross. He takes even those who seek to destroy his life down into the depths of the grave in himself, giving them over to death in himself, so that if and when they choose to not believe in what he has done for them, then when they receive the wages of their sin, it is indeed just. Doubly so then, you yourself praying against yourself, knowing that you are in Christ, but that the threat that you have to that salvation is not from outside of you, but from within, that the one thing that could stop you from staying in the shadow of God's wings and clinging to his righteous salvation is your own vanity, your own pride, your own willing unbelief for the sake of your own curved inward worship of me. Doubly so then, why would you not pray an imprecation against yourself, that all of your sin, all of your evil, all of your wickedness would be destroyed, made a portion for jackals in the body of Jesus? And, if I might say triply so, how could you not pray against that great archdemon, that vile and wicked serpent of old, the dragon who hungers like a roaring lion to devour all in his path? How could you not pray that he would be given over to the power of the sword which raised Jesus from the dead, which comes from the mouth of the rider on the white horse striking down his enemies? How can you not pray that the demons be driven away forever? All because the steadfast love of the Lord is better than life. That's why we praise him. And imprecation, prayers for wrath against the enemies of God, are great praise indeed. With them, the soul authentically looking to be saved is well fed. They are well worth remembering, even upon your bed. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.